Afzaf mem hey, but let's take it back. Mem dal mem beis. I think it's kedai to, once we're going back to do even the Mishnah, beginning of the parak. Let's run through the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah says, "Egla rufa b'lashon hakodesh." It has to be said in Hebrew. Shenemar ki imatzei chalal ba'adama. You find a dead body and the ground. The yotzei zekinecha v'shoftecha. The elders and the shoftim go out. Shlosha mibezdin. Three members of bezdin hagadol shibishlaim. Three members of bezdin hagadol shibishlaim go out. Hayoyotin. Yehuda Omer Chamisha, you need five of them. Shenemar Zekenecha Shnaim, Shoftecha Shnaim, Vein Beis and Shakol, Mosivin Alem Urecha. You need two and two, and since you can't have an uneven bez, then you have to add a fifth to make it odd. Nimsa, by the way, it's interesting discussion when you apply Beis and Shakol or not. Usually Beis and Shakol is when you need a vote. Who cares about an odd number? There's no vote here. So we see that Yehuda thinks elsewhere as well, he holds, that Beis and Shakol applies outside of Din Torah.
Meaning that of a basin is always
exactly,
right.
Exactly. As opposed to just have a result, an answer. Right. Thought about an answer. But this is Rabbi Yehuda, a few other places as well, says this. Nimsa Talmud Begal, let's say it's buried in a pile of rubble, or Talib Ilan, or the body's hanging from a tree, or Tzaf al Pneamayim, it's floating on the water. Lohaya Orphan, they wouldn't do Egle Rufa, Shenemar Ba'adama, only on the ground, Vlobatamun, Begal, Nofel, Lotalim Begal, rather. Nofel has to be fallen, as opposed to Lotalib Ilan, not hanging on the tree. Besadi on the field, lo tafa panayamayim, not floating in the water. Nimsa samach lusapir, let's say it's close to the borders, to the river, the banks, olir sheruba over the kachavim, or near a city that's mostly goyim.
It's stuck in borders, it's Averitzisal.
Averitzisal in particular, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Or it's next to, the Gemara is going to explain this, Rashi says, or it's next to a city mostly non-Jews, olir shein ba-bezdin, or a city that has no bezdin, lo hayu orphan arufa, we would not apply egle rufa either. And then finally, the Mishnah says, "Ein moded din el alir sheish ba bezin." You only measure to a city that has a bezin; only those cities qualify. So Gemara says, "My kamar, what exactly is being said here? My kamar." And this we've seen the Shita, so it's a very strange language. But Rashi explains here, how do we know that Egla Rufa is supposed to be Lashon HaKodesh? The more appropriate language should have really been Minayin. How do you know Minolan? But Gemara says, "My kamar, how do you know that Egla Rufa is said in Lashon HaKodesh?" We're just starting the Gemara on Mem Dalar Mem Beis. So you're probably ahead of us already. You probably finished Mem Dalar Mem Beis. So the Gemara says, "Amar Biyabohu, Amar Hachi Kamar." The raya is from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shenemar v'anu v'amru." It says v'anu v'amru in the context of Egla Rufa. The Ulahalan Huomer Anu Halavim. We saw this already brought elsewhere as a proof. V'amru to ma aniya ha'amura lahalan b'lashon hakodesh. Just like anu in the context of Levim means a spoken Hebrew. Afkam b'lashon hakodesh show to here in the context of Egla Rufa, it means lashon hakodesh. They say the Egla Rufa case. What exactly? How would the process go about? Says the Gemara, ki matzei chalal ba'adama v'yatzu zekinecha v'shoftecha v'shloshe mebez negadol shubishlaim hayu yotzen. Sounds like a really you would imagine a longer discussion. What's going on? I'm not sure what the Gemara is doing. Why it's really invoking this right now? Sounds out of place.
I think maybe it's just trying to tie it back to the pasuk, because the pasuk said in the Mishnah, in the, trying to back the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "How do you know it's Lashon HaKodesh?" It said, "Ki matzei chalal ba'adama." It quoted the end of that pasuk, not the beginning of that pasuk.
Okay.
So that's saying, but the real source of Lashon HaKodesh is from the beginning of the pasuk, because it says Vanu, and then you move on to the end of the pasuk, Ki matzei chalal. I think it's trying to just tie like the Mishnah's logic.
Some flow. It seems fragmented to me, but okay. The Gemara now, the Tudat says, Rabbi Huda Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Huda says you need five members of the Bezdin Agadol. So Tanur Abana on the Bryce explained, V'yatzu zekenecha v'shoftecha, zekenecha shnaim, that implies two elders. V'shoftecha implies shnaim, two shoftim, that's four. Vein based in shakol, mosifin alein orechad, harei kan chamisha, divi Rabbi Huda, that totals five. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zekenecha Shnaim, you only have two from Zekenecha, Vein based in Shakel, Mosivan Alem, Orechad, Harekan Shlosha. So the question, of course, becomes Rabbi Shimon, what does he do Nami Hakasiv Shoftecha? Why does he ignore Shoftecha? Shouldn't that imply an additional two? What does he do with that word, Vishoftecha? So explains the Gemara, Hahub mi Barile, that's needed, Muchadim Shibishoftecha. It can't just be anyone, but it has to be Muchadim among your shoftim, and Rashi explains, Muchadim refers to Hanech Delishchas Hagazis, not Stam Bezdin, not Stam Zakin, has to dafka be the ones who are going to be in Sanhedrin Hagadah, Muchadim, the top Dayanim in Elishchas Hagazis, which refers to the Sanhedrin Hagadah. Okay, interesting Rashi, by the way. We pointed out before that based in Shakel, you were saying that's the definition of a Bezdin has to be odd. I was saying the Pashas isn't needed to just whenever there's a vote. But we see that, in fact, that Yehuda requires basin shakel, even outside a vote, tells us that's the definition of a basin shakel. So look at Rashi. I know we're supposed to get the Memhei today, but we will get there. Rashi says, we'll do it quickly, he says, vein basin shakel, around halfway down the Rashi's on this parak, new parak, ein osin bezin sheyehi yachol lechalek shaveh b'shaveh, ela sheyehi harov letarechad lekayim achrei rabin lhathos. He's talking about in terms of making decisions in Rashi.
Right.
I'm not sure how that really fits into the application here. There's no decision-making taking place. It's a kiyum hadavar. But there's no judgment taking place here by the Egla Rufa. I'm not sure how this definition works here. Okay, just pointing out food for thought. Let's keep going. The Gemara now says four lines up from the bottom here, Rabbi Yehuda, Mezikney Ziknei Nafka. How does he know that the Dayanim have to come from Bezna Gadol? Because the Pasuk could have said Mezikne. Why Ziknecha, the extra chaf at the end? That's the extra word, extra letter rather, to include Dafka Miuchadim. Rabbi Shimon explained, even because the Rachman is Ziknei, how did we just learn the word Ziknei? Have a mina afilu Ziknei Ashuk. It could have been even any old person walking in the Shuk. Because Rachman is Ziknecha, your Zikanim. The Zikanim that are among you. The Kaz Rachman is Ziknecha, if it just had Ziknecha, have a mina afilu Sanhedrin Ketana. Even the Ziknecha that are among your lower Bezdin Hagadol, Bezdin rather, Bezdin of 23. Therefore, Kasav Rachmana v'shoftecha, l'myuchadim shebishoftecha. You need both. Ziknei, ziknecha, l'shoftecha. All are building up to tell me dafki needs and hedjin hagadol. And they're all necessary words. No, none of them are extra. Behuda, gomer, ziknei, ziknei, b'ziknei ha'ida. He says, no. Ziknei, you have a gezer shavah from the ziknei ha'ida. Malahal myuchadim shebe'edas, eida afkan myuchadim shebe'edah. So he has a gezer shavah. He has a mesorah from his Rebbe, the word ziknei, ziknei. Rashi explains, Mezikneh Ha'edah refers to Desmichas Parhelm Davar. Another discussion, Parhelm Davar, the Bezin makes an incorrect psak. So it says Ziknei there, it says Ziknei here. So we know, right, you're talking about Sanhedrin Agadol. So therefore, the word Ziknecha becomes available to make a drasha on two additional people. Now, Igamar, Ligmar Lachuloi Milsa. So wait a second. If Ziknei is really Gezer Shabbat to Ziknei Eda, and Ziknei Eda is referring certainly to Bezin Agadol, they're the ones, if they gave the incorrect psak, and Klai Yisrael were to listen, it would be called a Parhelm Davar. But only if Bezna Gadol gives the Psak. So carry this Gzer Shavah the whole way through and say, Ziknei by us in Agarufa is going to be for Sanhedrin Gadol. And it makes the other words all available. Ziknecha, Shoftecha, Lamli, those words are completely unnecessary. So he ends up explaining, this is a very technical point, El Vav Vishoftecha Liminyana. So the Vav of a Vishoftecha is part of the camp. So Rashi explains what's going on here. So Rashi says, Elavav de Shoftech, the last Rashi on the page here, Liminyana, Koloma lo gamer gzer shava. He doesn't really learn the gzer shava. Evitzrech Shoftech, listen, Hedger Gedola, Kurebi Shimon. Really, he agrees. You know, there's two points going on here. One is the number, the quantity, and one is the quality of Dayanim. So Rabbi Shimon learns from the qualities learned out from the words Shoftecha. That tells me the Sanhedrin Gadol. And Ziknecha tells me two plus base and shakel, that gives you three. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, Ziknecha v'shoftecha are part of the quantity, the numbers. It's two plus two, and then a total of five. How does he learn the qualities from Dayanim? So initially we had the Gzer Shavah Ziknei Ziknei. Just like Ziknei there is Sanhedrin Gadol, so is Ziknei here. And Gemara asks, wait a second, so then why do you need Ziknecha Shoftecha at all? He says, you're right. Really, Rabbi Huda doesn't hold a Gzer Shavah at all. So Ziknecha v'shoftecha are both for the quantity. So how does he know that you have to have Dayanim from Sanhedrin Agadol? That's being learned from the extra letter Vav. Vishoftecha, says Rashi, is referring to the Vav. Vishoftecha tells me to bring, the word Shoftecha tells me the quality is the Miuchadim. The extra letter Vav tells me and another two people as well are necessary to create two plus two plus the extra one is five.
Now, I don't understand. So we're saying that only the cities that have a Sanhedrin of 23 can have Egla Rufa. However, we have to bring the Dayanim from Yerushalayim.
Right.
Is that what it is?
That's what the Mishnah seems to say, yeah.
That wasn't right. That didn't seem from the Mishnah.
Well, no, the Mishnah...
from the Gemara, but it doesn't seem from
no, the Mishnah says, you need Shlosh Mebezdin Hagad Labishabishalayim. And then later on it says, Ir She'ein Mebezdin Lohayu Orphan.
It says...
Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara now says on the top of Mem Hey Men Aleph, after the parentheses, we'll skip the parentheses, it says Elamiat, if that's the case. V'yatsu shnayim, v'yatsu, when two people go out, that's another two. Umada do it, the Pasuk says, by Egle Rufa, that should be another two. So the Behuda, it should really, the aggregate should be Harei Kan Tisha, it should really be nine. Vizaknecha is two, Shavtecha is another two, Yatz is another two, Umada is another two. That's four twos, that's eight, plus the base and Shaka, that's nine. And the Rabbi Shimon, Harei Kan Shiva, because he has just Ziknecha, it's two, and plus the other two instances, that's total of seven. So explain to the Gemara, you cannot use the words Vyatzu and Madzu as numbers, because Hahumi Bailet is needed for the following. Like the Tani, the Brisa teaches us, Gemara appears also in Sanhedrin, Vyatzu Hein Veloshluchayim. They have to go out themselves, and they cannot appoint Shlichus. They can't appoint Shluchim here. Who's they? Assume the Dayanim. Right, the Dayanim of Beis Nagadol, they can't appoint a Shliach here. This is a Mitzvah Shibagufo, I guess. Shlichus doesn't work here, special Gzeres HaKasav. Shlichus doesn't work here. Umadidu, what do we learn from the word madidu? Shafilub nimta baliol leir haymodidin shemitzvah lasok medida. Even if it's so clear, Rashi says, baliol leir, bimagulo pashach einir krova kazu. There's one city here, and one city all the way over there next to the, you know, the mace is right here next to the city, and there's one all the way over there. It's so obvious which is the closest city. There's a mitzvah to do medida. That itself is a certain mitzvah. I'm sure there's some panemius why you have to do that. It's not only for practical result. There's some value in the medida, and you have to do the madadu no matter what, no matter how clear it is. And that's what we learn from the word madadu, and you can't use it to be part of account to add another two dayanim. So Gemara says, Masnis and Delok Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov. Our mission is not like Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov, who held the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Ziknecha, Zu Sanhedrin. Ziknecha refers to the Sanhedrin. Shavtecha is a melech, the Kohen Gadol, you need them as well. How do we know that Shavtecha refers to these two individuals? Melech dichsev melech misha yamin eretz. And Kohen Gadol dichsev vasel akwanim halavim vel shofet ashayiyah. So you find two rayas that both melech and Kohen Gadol are referred to as shoftim. So in addition to Sanhedrin, you also require the Kohen Gadol melech. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. So it sounds like our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Only he holds of a melech and a Kohen Gadol's presence necessary. Ibaihu, the Gemara asks now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'melech v'kohen gadol, hu d'palig? Abba b'Sanhedrin, he only argues that he requires a melech and kohen gadol. But with respect to Sanhedrin, either he holds like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, tzvirlei, either three or five. O dilma b'Sanhedrin, nami palig, he even argues with regard to the number of Sanhedrin, adhika kul Sanhedrin. Maybe he argues that you require the entire Sanhedrin or gadol to come down. That's the question the Gemara has. So answer the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Matan Zakein Mamre Abe Pagi. They found the Zakein Mamre V'Himra Lam. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says four lines down. Matza Zakein Mamre Le Bezdin Hagadol Sheino Nasid Mamre Ela Bebezdin Shal Shivim Vechad Kedilaf Perakama V'Sanhedrin. The halacha Zakein Mamre is where one of the members of Sanhedrin is rebelling against the other members, and they have a whole discussion, which is okay to have an argument about halacha. And they all say one thing, and he says something against everybody else. And he might be right, but he still goes against everybody else. And the Gemara says, if he goes back to the city and he darshan, that's okay. But if he goes back to the city and darshan and say, l'halach l'maisa, go ahead and do what I say, then we bring him up to Sanhedrin. He's one of the four misos that there's a special hachraza, the Mishnah says, at the end of the Sanhedrin, that you do an announcement, and you kill him, the Sanhedrin. The Zaki Mamre, you kill him in Sanhedrin. So let's say, and it only works if he goes against Sanhedrin or Gadol. It doesn't work for any of the other smaller bezdins. So let's say you find this Zakei Mamre Abi Pagi. What's Abi Pagi? So Rashi says, Kol shehu besoch hekev hachiton sheishlaim kare be pagi. Anything in the borders of the outer borders of Yishlaim is called be pagi. And Velinira says Rashi, shehu lashon chavisha kemo shekorin tzigle tshalir. I don't know what he's saying there in that part. Okay, so you find him in Abi Pagi. It's outside of the Sanhedrin. It's somewhere in Yishlaim, but outside Sanhedrin. V'himra len, and he rebels against them. He's zakin mamri, lashon of himra, to go against. Yachal te hamra sa hamra. Maybe his rebellion would be considered a good rebellion, since it's in the borders of Yishlaim. Tamalomer, the Gemara says, v'kom tov alisa el hamakom, and you got up, and you elevated, you walked up to the place. Lamed shamakom garim, that the place itself, the place, the makom hamikdash, Rashi says, particularly Hamakam Hamiyuchal Mishpat Vehu Lishchas Hagazis. Only if this rebellion takes place in Lishchas Hagazis does he become a Zakei Mamre. Anywhere else he does not qualify as a Zakei Mamre. So, okay. So the Gemara wants to know now, in this Havin, we had a Havin to say that Zakei Mamre was somewhere outside the Beis Hamikdash, but in Yerushalayim, where he went against Sanhedrin. Where what is Sanhedrin doing out in the base Pagi? Aren't they supposed to sit in Lishchas HaGazus? So the Gemara says, Dinafakama, how many of the members of Sanhedrin went out to debate the Zakin Mamre? Ilema Dinafik Miktasan, if some of them went out, not all of them, 30 of them went out to debate the Zakin Mamre, maybe those who still remained inside the Lishchas HaGazus agree to Zakin Mamre, and that wouldn't qualify as a Zakin Mamre. Se'ela must be, the Gemara says, Pshita Dinafik Kula, you need all Sanhedrin to be present for it to create a Zakin Mamre. So what to have a minute to think. So all Sanhedrin now met up with the Zakin Mamre here in this corner of Yerushalayim outside Lishchas HaGazus. Ulamai, so what exactly was going on here? Why did they go out? Why did they leave the Makom Lishchas HaGazus? Ila davar rishus. If they went out for a davar rishus, just for a leisurely walk, mimatz nafke, are they allowed to leave? Vaksim, the pasuk says. I want to get the pasuk right here. Pasuk appears in Shiashirim. Shareich agan hasahar al yechsar hamazeg. So how do you touch this pasuk? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Shareich zesan hedjin sheyoshevis betibura shel Eretz Yisrael. Interesting lashon, he uses tibur shel Eretz Yisrael. Gemara Sanhedrin, I think also McGill uses like the belly of Sanhedrin, of Eretz Yisrael, viewing this as a body, if you will. So they were shore, they were settled in Lishchas HaGazus. And Agan Sahar, says Rashi, sheyasuin kechati levana, like a half moon, agula b'shuras yeshivasan, they'd sit in a semicircle, kadeshu kulan roan ezet, so they could see each other. Hamazeg kishir mezeg shnei chalakim mayim ve'echad yain, diluted wine, two parts water to one part wine, afkan tarch sheyishtar shlish, you always have to have a third remaining. You can't have the entire Sanhedrin going out. So the Gemara goes on to explain. So again, let's read the pasuk now, so it makes sense. Is it possible that the entire Sanhedrin left for davar rishus? That can't be true. The Sanhedrin can't leave for davar rishus because the pasuk in Shir Hashirim again says shareich agan soar el yachzer mazug. When the Sanhedrin sitting in the semicircle, you can't have less than a mazug. You can't have less than one third remaining. You always have to have one third back. So you can never have the entire Sanhedrin leaving for davar rishus. Shim nitzach echad mehem latayis. If one needs to leave, im yesham esim v'shlosh. If there's 23 remaining, which is around one third of the 23 is one third of 69. We have 70 people, but around one third of people. 23. Keneged Sanhedrin katana yote. You're allowed to leave. Vim lav. If you don't have 23 remaining behind, ain't no yote. You're not allowed to leave. You always have to have the Congress sitting in session. Let's say the Sanhedrin always has to be in session. At least 23 people. So you can never have them all leaving. So when exactly, or at least how many people were meeting the Zakin Mamre in the corners of Yerushalayim here? El pshita ledavar mitzvah. It must be they all left for a mitzvah. And when there's a mitzvah, then they are all allowed to leave. What was the dvar mitzvah they're going out to do? Lamai lav lemedidas egla. Is it not referring to when they went out to measure the egla rufa case? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he? It must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Again. Exactly. The subject we had in the beginning, how many people does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold for the Sanhedrin? Does he hold five or three like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon? Or does he completely argue that you need the entire Sanhedrin? So we have to explain this Havamina. When would the entire Sanhedrin ever have to leave? What's a mitzvah that the entire Sanhedrin would ever have to do? It must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that they would have to all go together to do the medidah.
It's a little mundane. All right. Has to be the same time that this, you have a Zakin Mamre and a Egla Rufin.
That's true also, yeah, right. Yeah. That's true. When they went to do the medidah, it happens to be the guy was rebelling. Let's debate now.
Otherwise, they don't have a Zakin Mamre.
But the Zakin Mamre is not part of the Sanhedrin.
You know, he is. He's a member of Sanhedrin who goes against everybody else.
And if he's not, is that what it is?
Yeah. So they're all going now. Now, well, remember, Sanhedrin weren't just walking and listening to the iPods. They were talking and learning. So they're walking and going to do medida, and they got into a little debate. Maybe they're debating about the Egla Rufa, and that's what happened. But I agree, it's a far-fetched case, but not the first time we see a far-fetched case in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's the Raya. Comes on Amr Le'abai, Abai says, low, not true. Dilma lehosif al ha'ir v'al ha'azaros. Maybe they're going out to do another Dvar Mitzvah, to expand the borders of the Azara, to expand the borders of the city of Yerushalayim, because it's not the mission Shavuos, I think this is, right? I think it's Shavuos. The mission is really Shavuos. Ein mosif al ha'ir v'al ha'azaros, el v'bezdin hen sheshivim ve'echad. You can only expand the borders if you have a bezdin of 71. So they have to go out for this Dvar Mitzvah. That would be another instance. And maybe happens to be, when they're going out to do the expansion of the borders, they got into a little debate, and it turned into Zakin Mamrim, that will not be Zakin Mamrim because it's the Malkim Mizgarim. You need the Malkim HaMikdash Lishchat HaGazis to qualify for Zakin Mamrim. Tanin Kavasa de Rav Yosef, there's a brisa that supports Rav Yosef. Who's Rav Yosef?
The Tashma.
He brought the Tashma, okay. Matana base Peggy Vahimiralayan, Kigon Shiatul Medidas Egla, Olohosval Yavalazaro. It's a clear brisa that tells us the two potential examples of when they could go out. They either went out for the purposes of the Medidas Egla, sound like a support for Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, or they went out to do Hosafa on the cities. Yachal Teham Rasa Hamra, Tamalamar Kamta Lisa, Lamid Shemachum Gorim. What comes out from this clear brisa is that in Taka, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov does hold that the entire Sanhedrin would go out to do a Medida against Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon's understanding in our Mishnah. Okay, Gemara says now, Nimsa Taman Begal Talib Be'ilan. Let's say you find the mace buried in a rubble, where you find them hanging on the tree. We said that would not qualify as an Egla Rufa, because it's special Gezer Shakasov. So Lema Masnitz and Rabbi Huda, let's say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Huda V'lo Rabbanim. Who's Rabbi Huda? Who's the Rabbanim? The Tanna, the Braisa tells us, V'shachta Omer Besada. Person forgot his wheat, he's doing the collecting, it's called shicha. He leaves it behind, he's not allowed to go back and collect it, there's an issur to go back and collect it, and then Nimer allowed to pick up the shicha. So he forgets it, prat letamun, as opposed to if it was buried, that's not called shicha. Let's say he buried it, and he forgot about it while it's buried, does not qualify as shicha. It has to be mamash where he forgot it, on the surface, on the sada. That's all according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Chacham Omrim, the sada lerabos is a tamun. No, to include even if he forgot something, it's tamun. That would qualify as shicha. So it must be just like Yehuda holds that tamun is excluded from shicha. So to tamun is excluded from egla rufa, as opposed to rabbanan who include tamun in shicha, they would not go like our mishnah. It's like a very strange comparison. One's talking about shicha, one's talking about egla rufa, and that's the Gemara Taka says they're very different halachas. So Amar Rav, Rav says afilu tamu rabbanan. Even the rabbanan will say different. Hacha minyan adekra, hasa minyan adekra. They each are very different contexts. Just because he holds Talmud's included in one halacha, doesn't mean he can't say by Egla Rufa that Talmud's excluded.
Well, it's because we learned Talmud because the pasuk said ba'adama by us. And over here it says basada.
So we're saying
it's a similar type of.
Just the word, not about the context, the actual word that's being used. Okay, fair. Does Rashi say that? Usually you're mechavim to Rashi or you read Rashi and. No, he doesn't.
It says basada. How he darshens that? Panei sada or basoch, and it probably said something similar. In
Okay, fine. So the Gemara says each one. It depends on the context. Dechsev. Let's see. The Gemara three wide lines down says dechsev ki matzi chalal. When you find the dead body, hecha de mishtakach badama, where you find it in the ground, prat l'tamun. So how's he darshening this? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Hasam minyan adikra." The bottom right, "Trichin lemidrasha v'hacha minyan adikra tajishlei." Meaning, "Gade chalal the egla rufa." That is, "Ksiv ki matze chalal kol hecha demishtakach." Wherever you find it, v'afil tamun. If you just read the words "ki matze chalal," period, that means anywhere you find the dead body. That's the understanding. Hilkach al karcha ki asav be'adama. When the word adama comes, it comes to exclude from the previous understanding. As opposed to now, back to the Gemara. Hasa minan adekra, dechsev ki tiksor ktsircha besadcha, vishachta omer, shecha dumin de ktsir. Since the word reads, ktsira and shecha next to each other, they have to be similar to each other. Ma katsir begali, just like when you cut something, it's begali, it's open, it's exposed. Af shecha begali, so too shecha is exposed. That's the general flow of the pasuk, only expose things. But something that would be tamun would be excluded. Comes on, Katsar Rahman Abisadeh, comes the rabbis as a Talmud, comes to include Talmud. It does the opposite of the previous understanding. The extra word is always to change the previous thought. It all depends on the context. So that's why the Rabbanan are able to be inconsistent, because each context differs. So now the Gemara says, according to Yehuda now, who holds that Talmud is excluded from Shecha, Nami Tepiklei de Mishkachas Dumi de Katsir. So if that's the case, may you should learn this out from Shecha that's Dumi de Katsir. Meaning what?
That they're both Begaloi, and therefore the Basada is going to now teach you like
something else. You don't need the word Basada. Oh, they're Rabbanan.
Of course, Ein Hanami. Why don't they have the Hanacha? They have to have the Hanacha of Shecha Dumi de Katsir in order to then tell you that the Basada is telling you that.
Right. So they should agree to the Chachamim that Besada comes to include Taman. Is that Gemara's taking it that far? Or saying the Drush, it may his source is Taka from the connection to Katsir, and you're going to learn something different from the word Besada? Yeah, I think the way it's understanding here, what I'm saying is that don't learn from the word Besada, learn from the connection to Katsir, just like Katsir is only Begaloi, so to Shecha is only Begaloi, to exclude Taman, and that's the source of Rabbi Yehuda, that Taman's excluded because it's not like Katsir. So then what happens is, what do you learn from the word Basada? What's the Joshua Basada? So Inech Hanami says the Gemara, he learns that way. He learns from the Joshua, from the comparison to Katsir. Ela Basada Lamali, what do you need from the word, what do you learn from the word Basada? Mi Barle, it's needed, Lerabos Shechas Kama, to come to include Shechas Kama. Let's say you forgot in the stalk while it was still in the connected to the ground, not yet cut, and I forgot it there, standing up, that would be considered, that would be qualified as Shecha. That's what we learn Basada, it's still Basada. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbanon Shecha Kama Minale, how do they know if you forgot something that's still standing, that's not cut yet? How do they know that you it's included in Shecha? So, Michi Tzikzor Ktzircha Basadcha. From what the extra words here, of Tiktor Ktircha, I guess. Double Lashon. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly. The extra Brisadecha. The extra Brisadecha there comes to include, even if it's still in your field, that would qualify as Shecha. Rehuda, Mibarle, he needs the word Brisadecha. Lichid Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Damar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Prat Lishet Safu, Omrim, Litoch Sade, Chadero. The word Brisadecha, your Sade only, comes to exclude another case. Rashi explained. Look at the top left. Rashi, three lines down. Shetzafu omrin letoch sadeh chavero. Shenishba haruach. The wind blew. The harimles haomrim minaaretz. It lifted up your omrim. The tzifasan letoch sadeh and flew them over. It had it hovering over into the sadeh chavero. V'shachan, you forgot them in your friend's field. Kesaver she'ena shalom. They're not yours. You thought they weren't yours. Nafka mim sadecha v'lo b'sadeh chaverecha d'lo havishicha. That's not called shicha. If my wheat got blown over to my friend's field, that's not called Shecha. I thought it was his. And he says, oh, by the way, this got blown into my field. This is actually yours. That does not qualify as Shecha. That's what he learns from the words Bisadecha. Rabbanan say, you learn that from Miba Sada Bisadecha. That extra word Sada could have been enough. Why Sadecha? That tells me that some of my wheat in someone else's field does not qualify Shecha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Bisada Bisadecha Lamashula, he doesn't think that is going to be a drasha from the word Tzadah to Sadecha. That does not imply anything. This is a long daf, well.
It's also not Haggadah.
No, this
very
is...
I'm very surprised that it's such, so long.
Yeah. And, no, Tzadah is right. It seems like there should be a lot to talk about here. Yeah.
There's nothing like Egla Rufa, right? There's nothing written by Ruchan Kanyesk, as
I say. Finally, the Be'er Sheva here, the Achron on Sota has some stuff here. There's a Miri here. But on Sota itself, there's not too much. There's a Brisker Rav here. Not too much. Too much.
Okay, the roof,
interesting. Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, Bayu Rabbi Yehimir. Rabbi Yehimir asks the question, Tzafoy Omrim Latoch Sadeh Mahu. If the Omrim were hovering in his own Sadeh, what's Halacha? Rashi says, right, they're on a rock or they're some type of pillar on top of each other, but it's not on the Sadeh itself. I have a pile of Omrim. Is a Sadeh of Shecha only on the field Mamish in the Sadeh? Or even if it's above ground somehow, it's on top of a rock that's on top of the ground. Mahu. Other sada kesada dami. The airspace is like the sada itself, and therefore it's like lying down in the sada, even though it's not actually. Olav kesada dami, or it's not like the sada, and if it's itself, if it's above the ground, but not touching the ground, that would not qualify as shikha. That's a kasha Rabbi Yirmi had, a very Rabbi Yirmi type of question. So Amalei Rav Kana Rav Papi Amri Rav Kana Rav Zvid Tiv Shulav Midir Biyabohu Amr Rav Elazar. Let's answer the question from a statement that Rav Elazar taught us. There's this floating in my friend's sadeh. The chaver in, only if it's floating in his, it's on top of his field, is it not going to be shecha, as opposed to toch sadehu lo. But if it's in my own field, it wouldn't be excluded. It would be included in the halachas of shecha, even though it's tsaf, even though it's on top of the rock, on top of the other stalks of wheat. The Gemara says, wait a second. L'tamech, according to your reasoning, the toch sadeh chavero tsafu in munachem lo. What's his logic saying now?
Right. Meaning, if they were actually on the Chaveras field, on the ground, then he should be have to.
Right. Would that? Would you?
Then he should be considered the
Shifa. Very good. So only the Hezber is only if it's floating, if you will, on top of his field. But if it's Mamish Munachim, would you say he's Chayiv?
Right.
He's Chayiv and Shifa that somehow got into my friend's field? You need Bisadecha, your field, and it's not the case in my friend's field. So you can't make a diuk from the Sadech Chaver. It doesn't work. Hello? The Toch Sadech Chaver, Afil Munachim. If it goes into my friend's field, even if it's Munachim on the ground itself, it's going to be excluded from Shicha. Vahaydu Kamar Tzafo. Ah, so why is it mentioned specifically the case of Tzafo? Because it's only going to be relevant if it floats in there. I mean, that's shaykh for it to be on the ground there.
Meaning it had to have originally floated.
Right. Even though right now...
The wind had to have blown it. It was flying at some point.
Even though now it's munach, since it only comes about through tzafu, through floating somehow. That's why we get the example of tzafu. Balav, dafka tzafu, even munachim in the sadeh chavero would be exempt from shekha. So you can't make a dig from sadeh chavero. Toshma, the Gemara now says, Omer, shehichzik bola lichalir. So Omer, that was Hichzik Bola Lichalir, that was, I guess, on the way to get to the city. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shehichzik Bola Lichalir. Sakadaita Hasha Dorcha the Mil Sanakiv Lav Dafka. They think right now it's simply a case, but it's not a specific case. It's just an example. Vinicha Agavi Chavero. And then you place it on your friend's, stalks. Vishacho. So you forget it. Hatachton Shechav Helion Ena Shechav. The bottom, which touches the field, qualifies as shicha, but that which is on the top, that you place on top, won't qualify as shicha.
Because the bottom is your friend's and his field.
You're passing by and you put it on your friend's field? Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Enim Shicha, they're both not. Tachto Mishnim Pnei Shehu Tamun, it's buried. The guy, the owner of the field, didn't know. It's Tamun, it's Pater from Shicha. V'Helion Mipnei Shehu Tzaf. And the alien's part because it's hovering. So al kano pligel b'tachton. The only debate is about the bottom one, whether it's tamun or not tamun. But alien regarding the top one, divrei kol lo havei shicha. Everyone agrees the top one is not shicha. So you see from there that saf. What's the raya though right now? It's saf al gavi chavero though. How's the raya to taf in his own field?
But this isn't his friend's field, isn't it?
It is his friend's field, right?
That's what I thought. Does it say if it's in his friend's field or his field? Something what we already said about your friend's.
No, field. Now it's somewhere. It's on the way to the city. It's not in his field.
Right. What's the raya here? So he's talking about his own field then?
It seems that right now it's not, it's just tough. It's not judging if where it is. But I don't know.
Okay, the way it's explained here is it's referring to his own field. He takes it on his own field and puts on chavero. It doesn't mean chavero. It refers to another pile,
right.
Not his friend. Chavero of the other Omer, not a chavero of his. Place on top of another pile. That's what's going on.
Yeah, it says v'nichol gavi chavero klomar al Omer acher.
Right, that's what it says here also.
That it's somebody else.
Right. Okay. Fine. So we're in his own field. Sounds like a good raya taka. The top one would not be considered shicha because it's tough. And where it says shiny hasam came into achzik bay zachibay. Here's the difference. Since he already was planning to go out to the city, he was already zocha, it's not shicha, it's already, he picked up, he's ready to have a kinin on it. So you can't, once you have a kinin on something, it can no longer be considered shicha. The Gemara says, furthermore, ihachi, that's the case, why on top of its the other pile. Even if you dafka, even if you place it directly on the sada, if I picked up, I was going to the city, so I should be zochet even if it's directly on the sada itself. In economic words, you're right. If I picked it up to go to the city, then I place it down just for a moment and I forgot it there, that doesn't qualify as shechah. So why do they give me a case dafka if I place it on top of another stalk? Mishum tachton, because of the tachton. Tell me what. Bipnesha tachton. There's a debate whether or not the bottom one will be considered tamen or not. Bipnesha tzaf kamer, but it doesn't say because of the tzaf, because it's floating, the p'tur is because of floating, not because it's been zoche. Maybe say it's like taf, meaning when you place it on the ground, it's like taf, and that just like taf is putter from shechah, so to anything that you were hichzik babaderech liir would be putter as well. Gemara says now the last few lines of the Amud here. Amar Abaye Harini ke Ben Azai b'shukah Tveria. I'm like Ben Azai in the shukah of Tveria, which means what Rashi says. Harini ke Ben Azai bottom left b'shukah Tveria yom echad hayadait tzlula. One day Ben Azai's mind was so clear. I could ask any question, answer any question a person wants, but omek b'charifus, with depth, with sharpness. So today, the Abai was feeling it today. He woke up one morning, he was really feeling it. Right. So he says, one of the wise men of the Shuk said to Abai, one dead body on top of the next dead body. Meheichanhu moded, where are you going to measure from? Min b'mino havi tamen, min b'mino lo havi tzaf. Umal elyon moded. Do we say min b'mino, the two of the same species, two of the same type, it's considered tamen. And min b'mino lo havi tzaf, it's not considered on top of something, it's not considered hovering, and therefore you're due from the moded. From the top one, I mean. Odilma min b'mino havi tzaf, min b'mino lo havi tamen. Or do you say, min b'mino you apply... It is considered tzaf, so the top one would be putter, but you won't say tamun. The bottom one would not be considered tamun, and you'd be metachton modeh. O dilma min b'mino havi tamun min b'mino havi tzaf. Or maybe min b'mino, you assume the bottom one's tamun, and you assume also the top is considered tzaf, and then they're both putter. V'lo metachton modeh, v'lo me'elyon modeh. He's not sure what the halach is. When you have two on top of each other, do you consider them one hovering, one tamun, or not?
The distance is the same.
Let's say it's not the same. Let's say there's a discussion we'll see later on.
One is fatter
from the nose or from the belly button. Where do you measure from? Let's say the way the position. Let's say that you do from the nose. So let's say their feet is one way and the other guy's feet is the opposite way. So you, the top one you'd be measuring from his nose here, but the bottom one you'd be doing the nose from that end. So there could be a difference of where it results. So that's the question you wanted to know. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, going on to Amar Beis now, no shorter than Amar Alf, that Tini Suha, we learn in the Braisa, Omer Shehichzik Bo Lalicha Le'ir. Okay, definitely not catching the 725. Omer Shehichzik Bo Lalicha Le'ir. If there was an Omer that already was designated to be brought to the city, V'nicha Agavi Chaver, then you placed it on top of another Omer, V'shacha, and you forgot it, Hatachton Shecha Ve'elyon Eino Shecha, the bottom is considered Shecha. We don't apply Tamil there, but the top isn't Shecha. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Yishneim Enon Shecha. They're both not Shecha because Atachton Mipnei Shud Tamil, and Fe'elion Mipnei Shud Tzaf, like we saw before. So Savrua, the Gemara wanted to say, the honey Tanai, Rabbi Yehuda Sfilu, this Machokis Tanayim, it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Damar Besadet Prat the Tamil, that if it's buried, if it's hidden, it's not subject to the Halacha Shecha. So my La, Behakam, Mifkia, they're not arguing about the following. I mean, everyone agrees that Tamun's Fater. But when you have the same Min, if it's buried by its like, same type, is that considered Tamun? So Rabbi Shimon says it is considered Tamun, and the other one says it's not considered Tamun. So to here, we're connected to the discussion of Egle Rufa. Are you going to say Tamun when one Chalal is on top of another Chalal or not? And where says, lo, that's not the Machlokis. If they think, like Rabbi Huda, that Tamun is Pater from Shecha, everyone will agree this would qualify as Tamun. Both the case of the Omer and the case of the Challah. V'hacha b'pluk said the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan k'mifka. They're arguing about a different machlokas of Rabbanan k'rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda k'Rabbi Yehuda. They're actually arguing about whether you paskin Tamun is pater or not pater. That's the debate here. That Right, exactly. The Rabbi Shimon holds that Talmud is pater, like Rabbi Yehuda says in general. Talmud's pater from Shicha. And the Rabbanan here say, no, Shicha in general is pater from Talmud. Right, it's chayv in Shicha. Right, Talmud's chayv in Shicha, rather. So to hear also, Talmud is chayv in Shicha. Ihachi, that's the case. My yir yir al gavi chavero. Why are we saying on top of its friend that it's a min b'mino type of case? Afil ba'afar b'tzar nami. Even if it was buried with another type of min, einu mino, it would still be chayv in shicha because there's no p'tur in Talmud at all, according to Chachamim. Why are they specifically giving a case of min b'mino? Why is einach nami? You're right, that could have been a good case as well. But lodiach ha'kocha de rehuda, they wanted to show the strength of the rehuda, damar afil min b'mino habi Talmud. Even the case of Mimimino, where you would think it would not be considered Talmud, when it's the same type, that's not considered buried, it's one entity. Even then, Rabbi Huda goes so far to say that it still qualifies as Talmud, even though it's Mimimino. But Yechanami, according to the Chachamim, who argue that there is no Patur Talmud, even if it's buried in something other than itself, it still would not be Patur and Shecha, it would still be Chayiv and Shecha.
So it's sort of a riot for what we wanted, because you still see, even though that's not the Nakudas Machlokas about whether Mimimino have a Talmud, you still see, according to Rabbi Huda, who holds Talmud, that Mimimino is going to be Talmud.
Right, Raya, for which point?
We want to say Tini 2 on the question about whether Mimimino have Talmud.
But we don't know who he's going like that. That question depends on Rabbi Huda versus Chachamim.
But the Chachamim don't say Mimimino will have Talmud. Just the Rabbanan are concerned. The Rabbanan hold that.
I mean, the very Shaila was assuming, like Rabbi Huda, that you hold of Talmud in the first place.
Right.
Now, within the world of Talmud, will Mimimino also qualify as Talmud?
Right.
But according to Chachamim, this wouldn't even be a Shaila here.
Talmud, right.
Okay, the Gemara says now, Tanur Rabbanan, Chalal v'lo Chanuk. Chalal implies someone who's dead. Rashi says Chalal means top right, three narrow lines down in Rashi. Lo mikre ela b'kli barzel kein cherev. Has to be something with metal, like a sword. That's what Chalal indicates. But no Chanuk, not someone who is strangled. Chalal v'lo mefarper. What's Lashon mefarper here? Who lost his breath, I think. Let's see. Guy who's about to die.
Like a ghost.
Okay. Badama of lo tamun begal, a guy who's in the ground, exposed but not buried. No fell, someone who fell of lo tali beila, not someone who's hanging. Basad of lo tafa pnei amayim, that's someone who's floating. Rabbi Elazar ben Omer bechulan im hayachalal orphan. In all the cases, if it's chalal, if there was a filu rashi, a filu mefarfer, taf, a tamen, the tullim, it doesn't depend on how he's situated now. If he died from a sword or a metal, that would qualify as an eglerufa. He does not have all those p'tur and all those exeris akatsav as the Tanakhama does. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Iya tamode shim hayachanuk mutal ba'ash v'shein orphan. Do you not agree if the guy was strangled and placed in the garbage, you would not do a rufa? Right, that the guy, yeah, we're not to aglerufa. Amma, we hold chalav alochanuk. So obviously, you hold the case of chalav alochanuk. So just like you make the gzeres kasev there, that same mead, hachanami ba damav lo tamen begal no falo betali bilan besadav lo tafa amayim. So why are you making only one drasha, not all the other drashas? And he answers, Rabbatar chalav yisera ksiv. I'm not doing for the word what the definition chalav means. It's not because it means this and not something else. Adama means this but not something else. I'm doing it because there's an extra word. There's a mili yaseira there that I'm darshaning. It says chalal two times. The second time comes to be very particular. That dafka chalal, dafka, if a person was killed by the sword, would he be chayv as opposed to someone who was strangled?
But he comes out mefarper. You do it.
Yeah, in a chanami. If he was mefarper based on a blow he received from a sword.
Even though we learned that from chalal also. It sounds like Rabbi Lozer, because of the extra cholol, he's like masking to the cholol concept, even though not the Adama concept, the cholol concept. But they were only applying half of the cholol concept that he's masking.
Right, I guess because it's only one word. The Tanakhama learned cholol 1, cholol 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one of the cholol is available to be darshan, and he assumes it's referring to a chanuk. The Gemara now says, the last few narrow lines of the page here, Lo tzaf agav, no, nimtza samach lesaper le'ir sheruba over the kachavim, nechsev ki matzai prat lematzai. If you've happened to find that, as opposed to that was matzai, that was very common, if it's next to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, or next to a city of many non-Jews, it's unfortunately more likely that there would be murder there, so therefore that's considered matzai, that's considered commonly found, as opposed to the matzai he happened to find. Olir Shein Basin Mechule, a city that doesn't have a Bezdim, Dibaina Dikne Ha'ir Veleka, you need elders of the city, and this city doesn't have any elders, so therefore it's Pater from Engle Rufa. Ein Modin Elir Vechule, you only measure to a city that has a Bezdim. Pshita came in the Tani Leir Shein Bezdin, Ana Yadana De Modin Elir Shein Bezdin. We're ready to learn. The Egel Rufa only applies to a city that has a Bezdin. So when you're doing the measuring, obviously you're only measuring to a city that has a Bezdin. It seems superfluous. So Gemara says, HaKamashman, this comes to teach us, the Kedetanya Minayin Shim Nims to Samach Lir Shein Babezdin Sheminichin Osa Umodin Lir Sheish Babezdin. Let's say you measure, and it's right next to a city that has no Bezdin. Maybe you would think that there should be no Egel Rufa at all. As long as it's within the distance, you could measure to some other city that it does have a Bezdin, that would qualify. Let's see, where do we go here again? You ignore the city without Bezin and you go to the city that has a Bezin. How do you know this to be true? From the city, any city you could find, doesn't say the city that's next to the body. Ha'ir, if you can find a city that's in some distance from the mace, you qualify as long as it has a Bezin. Let's keep going. The new Mishnah. Sure.
Meaning, just to be it's interesting because it doesn't make sense.
Practically, you're saying it's so unlikely.
I mean, if you have somebody who was killed that's close to an ear, like a few hundred yards away from a city that has no basin, you're going to go and measure something that's like 100 kilometers.
Right. So you're assuming this is a practical thing. We're trying to figure out who was more likely to be responsible for this mace.
Right. But it's not, obviously.
That's right. Exactly. We're saying it's about who's willing to take the kapara. Who's willing to step up and say, okay,
well... It's a very interesting concept because I never understood it that way.
Yeah. It's a very interesting concept. Actually, a very good discussion to have. It reminds me of Shmuel HaKatan, the Gemara in the first parak of Sanhedrin. They all went up to perform went to the attic in the Aliyah summer to figure out when the new year is going to be. Iber Shana went to add a month onto the year. So they went and they counted. Only those who are invited are allowed to come. If you come uninvited, you get kicked out. So they came, ended up being there's an extra person who wasn't invited. Now, no one knew who the guest list was, but they had more than they had to.
So
Shmuel Kadam said it was me.
He
took the blame, even though certainly Gemara says he certainly was invited. He didn't want to embarrass anybody else, where he was willing to take the blame with the kapara. So we see the idea of Bezdin, Ir, stepping up. We'll take the blame, even though it wasn't really your fault. We'll take the hit.
So it has nothing to do with determining from which city he came. It's just
correct.
Who takes the blame.
Exactly. Again, the symbol I'm saying would be a very practical approach, who is most likely to kill.
Right.
But even from a practical standpoint, the person who murdered this person, unlikely he'll leave him closer to the city. You know, a smarter murderer would dump him in a garbage dump somewhere far away from where he did it. So even from a practical standpoint, but the fact that there's no Bezin, you would think the city that has no Bezin would be more responsible, though.
But it's not only that; it's also the issue, right? Because we learned that the basin is responsible because the city is the one who let them go without accompanying him, and so chances are that it was the city who he was very close to who actually let him out without walking him out.
Right,
and we are getting the other basin to come. So that's also not.
Yeah, figure these things out. Okay, the new Mishnah says, "How are we doing with time?" Okay, 7:47. Wow. Mishnah says, Nimsa Mechavin Ben Shtei Ayeros. Let's say it's exactly between two cities. Shtein Mevios Shtei Agolos. They both have to bring. Both cities are responsible for an Egla Rufa. Vein Yushalayim Mevio Egla Rufa. Yushalayim is Pater from Egla Rufas. Nimsa Rosh B'Makom Acher. The head's in one place. Gufa B'Makom Acher. The body's in a different place. Malichin HaRosh Eitz HaGuf. You bring the head to the Makom, the body. And the body is really the Iker place where you measure from. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Becomes long Rabbi Kiva Omer HaGuf Eitz HaRosh. No, you bring the body to the head. And the head is the Iker place. Ma'ayin HaYimodid. Then where would they measure from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburo from the belly button. Rabbi Kiva Omer Michodmo from his nose. And Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Mimakom Shinasa Chalom Mitzavar. Wherever on his neck, we assume he was cut, he's beheaded. On his neck, that area is where you'd measure from. My time at the Rebbe Elazar, why do Rebbe Elazar think that you, both cities, it was exactly in between, both cities would bring an Egler Rufa? Because he holds, Kasavar, Efshel, Tzamtim, it's possible, Bekrova, Vafilo, Krovos, it's possible that it could be exact. It could be exactly between. That's such a possibility. And when it says Krova, Afilu Krovos, he darshans, even if it's two cities that are close, that's fine. Then Yushlaim Mavia Eglarufa. Yushlaim does not bring an Eglarufa. The Markar, the Pasuk says, Lerishta, the Pasuk says Lerishta, to be inherited, Kasavar Yushlaim Lo Nishchalka, the Shvatim. Yushlaim, according to his opinion, was not given out, was not divided among the Shvatim. It's not considered a Yerusha. And therefore, based on the Gzeh Tagasav, it's Pater from Eglarufa. Sounds like the opinion that thinks that Yushlaim was Nishchalka the Shvatim, that Yehuda and Binyamin had different Chalakim of Yushlaim. Maybe Taka, there would be an Eglarufa in Yushlaim. Yeah.
Probably not anywhere.
Could be. I don't know. Let me know. Nim to Rosh, let's say you find the head in one place and the body in a different place. There's a machlokas. You bring the head to the body, or do you bring the body to the head? So, what's machlokas here? If it's referring to how you measure it from the head or the body, from the fact that there's a seifa which asks, it's not dealing with a measuring of bringing the head to the body or the body to the head. They're arguing about which body, which part is going to be kona, where do you bury the body? How do you read that word? In order to bury it, to acquire its makom, heich the nimtz harosho b'makom echad v'guf b'makom echad molichan harosh eitz haguf. The Rabbi Elazar, you bury where the body is, and Rabbi Akiva omer haguf eitz harosh, you all bury end up where the head is. B'maykom ifki, what's the deeper understanding of this machlokas? So Mar Saver gufei beduchtei nafil reishu denad even nafil. Most likely, the amase mitzah, wherever he dies, that's where he's koneh that makom. So most likely his body, he died in one place, the body dropped, and the head rolled off and moved somewhere else. So it's most likely he died in the guf. Okay, hard to understand this, but his head was taken off, and that's where he died, but his body went on running like a chicken without its head on, like chick ratio. So it kept on running, and finally dropped dead wherever it went. Not sure what to make of that. Okay, the Gemara says now, "Main hayamodidin." From where would you measure? What's machlokas here? Whether it's from the nose or whether it's from the tongue? Yeah.
Because if somebody's running and somebody cuts his head, the body has inertia.
A little bit of inertia, huh?
And the head doesn't. Mean the head of the guy falls off. Down and the body keeps on going.
Comes going.
Because it's the legs that have the inertia, not the head. So
there'd be a few extra, like.
Right.
I think David Schwartz would appreciate this. Okay. So Gemara says, what's the machloka is that where to measure from, whether it be from the nose, the tibor, or from the tzavar? But my kumiflagi, so Mar Savar Iker Chiyusa Ba'ape, the Iker source of life, very important in Gemara when it comes to defining death in halacha, brain damage, heart failure, whatever it is. So Mar Savar Iker Chiyusa Ba'ape, it's on the face, the breathing. Mar Savar Iker Chiyusa B'tibura, it's from the stomach. So Lema Kihani Tanai, maybe it's from the following machlokas. Mehechan Havlad Notar. From where is the Vlad, is the fetus created? Merosha starts off from the head and it goes, expands beyond that. Vechen Hu Omer, Mimai Imo Ata Gozi, Vomer Gizei Nezercha Vishlichi. It's a source in the Pasuk that's based in the Rosh. That's how the Vlad is created. And comes along Abba Shal Omer, Mitiburo Umishlach Shrasha. And it really starts off in the belly button, in the stomach, and ends up expanding from there. Eilich Veilich. So it's the same exact machlokas, where the child is created to where a person dies from. Or is it not true? Afil tema abashol, ad kan lo kamar abashol ela linen yitzir. In terms of creating, he says it starts off from the tibura. Dichi mitzatzer vlad mimitzuyusa mitzatzer. It's created from the center and expands from the center. Aval linen chiyusa, when it comes to living, dichuyam evape, everyone agrees it's based on the mouth, it's the breathing. Dichsev koasher nishmas ruach kachayim ba'apav. Then comes along the Gemara says, finally we'll stop here after this line. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mimakom Shenasa Chal Mitzavaro, the where you measure from is with the neck where he was beheaded from. My time in Rabbi Elazar, where does he come from? Ben Yaakov, Dechsiv, Laseis Oscha al Tavare Chalai Rishayim. From this pasuk, we connect the word Tavare to Chalal. So the Din of Chalal, Din of Vegarufa, is going to be measured from the Tzavar, from the neck. Okay. All right, we'll stop here.
That was tough.
Tough here.
Tomorrow's even longer.